From the very beginning, America's growth has been paced by the growth of her industry. Modern industry today is the strength of our nation, the key to our freedom, the mark of our country's personality. Industry is made up of machines, of materials, of people. The products of American industry touch every part of our lives and reach the farthest corners of the earth. Today, industry is characterized by mass production, the turning out of a great wealth of materials and products. For mass production is the secret of American leadership. It is American manufacturing methods that give our country its important place among the nations of the world. The elements of mass production are found in the multitude of parts and products, large and small, consistently precise in every dimension. Parts and products that are interchangeable, that are easily assembled, and that are made at a low cost. A cost so low that it brings us a multitude of things for our everyday life. The things that signify the American standard of living. We take all these for granted. We call them necessities. And they are necessities if we are to maintain the leadership of which we are so proud. All these good things are the outgrowth of mass production. But while mass production means assembly lines, long rows of highly organized operations, and mass production signifies volume manufacture of parts, mass production is only possible because of the work accomplished by a small segment of industry, the tool and die shops. In shops such as these, the special tools and dies, the jigs and fixtures, the molds and gauges, the special machines that must be used in the manufacture of products in large quantity are designed and created. These tools are not the familiar hammers, saws, chisels, or screwdrivers we see in everyday life. They must be custom built, each for a special purpose, each to eliminate costly and tedious handwork. This die, for example, the upper part of which is called a punch, penetrates the lower section called the die plate, thereby cutting a fan blade. This is the function of special tools and dies. Thanks to the die in the press, all of these fan blades are identical, precisely alike. They are all interchangeable one with the other. Thus, the creative ability of the tool shops contribute to such familiar things as electric fans or doorknobs or bobby pins. It is this ability that has brought washing machines and automobiles into the reach of the average family's budget. Think for a moment. If the tool shops and their products were suddenly eliminated from our present life, industry, business, agriculture, all progress would grind to a halt. The commonplace electric light bulb would not exist. Or if it did, it would cost many, many dollars. For it is the tool and die companies that have designed and created the special machines for the mass production of electric lighting equipment. This complex machine assembles sealed beam headlight parts automatically. It requires the supervision of only one production worker. The headlight, it turns out, is far superior to a hand-built model and certainly costs far less. This monster press forms steel automobile body tops in one operation. The forming dies that create this top are the product of the tool and die industry. This press can turn out enough body tops to supply over 300 cars every hour. Here is the reason why so many Americans can own an automobile. Here is the secret of American leadership. The work of only a few men with one machine equals the work of hundreds of hand workers. Tool making touches nearly every phase of industry. In fact, there are some products that just wouldn't exist if it weren't for the ingenuity of the tool and die industry. For instance, the common zipper. The zipper is a somewhat complicated little mechanism, and even more complicated to make. This special machine, designed and custom built by a tool shop, turns out zippers automatically for only a few pennies in cost. And by contrast, big heavy parts for locomotives or crankshafts for automobiles are also less expensive to make and much stronger if they are hot forged rather than cold machined. The dies in this forge are the product of a tool shop. They must resist warping from heat, and they must stand up under heavy, constant pounding day in and day out. These dies look simple, but their design and construction represents experienced craftsmanship. The tool and die industry contributes to nearly everything we see around us. It is a vital factor in our national personality, and it is even more important to our national defense. Tooling for peace prepares the way for tooling for war. Our armaments are technically the most advanced the world has ever seen, thanks in part to resourceful tool design and tool making. Our highly mechanized Navy and all the other elements of modern defense take form through the skill of our tool and die industry. Conversely, tooling for war prepares for better tooling for peace. The mechanism that explodes these shells at just the right instant to knock down an enemy plane is very nearly the same as the mechanism in an inexpensive electric clock. Proper tooling makes the fuse mechanism cheaply enough to be expendable and makes an accurate clock that costs only a few dollars. An outstanding example of the role of the tool and die shops in industry is their contribution to television. The successful development of television hinged on providing high-quality television sets at a low enough cost to be within the reach of all. To meet this requirement, the television industry needed great quantities of inexpensive stamped metal parts having a high degree of precision. Just the television tube alone presented hundreds of manufacturing problems. The tool and die shops met this challenge. Thanks in part to their ability, millions of television sets across the nation provide countless hours of entertainment for a mass audience. In these complicated days of electronics and atomic energy, tool making must become ever more ingenious, ever more inventive. To develop creative originality in younger men coming into the tool and die industry, apprentice training programs have been established that will assure sound instruction and proper guidance. There will always be a demand for good tool and die makers, and the industry must have a constant introduction of new blood. Seeking these young men, tool and die shops are cooperating in the apprentice training program using standards set forth by the industry and state and federal apprenticeship authorities. The new apprentice is preferably between the ages of 16 and 28. He should be a high school or trade school graduate, and he should possess a genuine mechanical aptitude. But above all, the apprentice himself must be motivated by the desire to acquire the skill and broad education he will need as a master tool and die maker. And for many promising young men, toolmaker training is the equal of a college degree, with the added advantage of earning while studying. This is the background of the apprentice. And it is with this background that he begins his apprenticeship in the tool and die industry. The tool and die shop is an exciting environment of machines, men, material, all in motion. Here, observation and practical experience combine to transform the young apprentice into a mature and skilled craftsman. The apprentice spends most of his time in shop work. He advances steadily under the supervision of skilled tool and die makers. He soon learns to operate the basic machines in his craft. The drill press, the shaper, the lathe, the milling machine, cylindrical grinders. The apprentice studies machine setups. He learns to heat treat metals. He learns blueprint reading, elementary drawing, shop mathematics, and shop theory. Learning by doing is the underlying philosophy of the educational process in apprentice training. Eventually, the apprentice begins to put all his training, guidance, and instruction into practical application. He begins to work independently with only a minimum of supervision on tool-making assignments of real complexity. He advances to tool inspection, form and surface grinding. As he approaches journeyman status, the use of all the highly precise tools and machines of a tool shop have become second nature to him. He fabricates new materials that don't lend themselves to old techniques, materials that challenge his ingenuity and ability. Finally, the apprentice becomes a journeyman toolmaker. He has gained something nobody can ever take away from him. A basic knowledge that can lead to a fine career in the tool industry and even to management positions of considerable importance. For toolmaker training has been the springboard for such prominent industrialists as William Knudsen, Walter Chrysler, and Henry Ford. But there is also an immediate inner satisfaction to the new journeyman that cannot be measured. His training and faith in himself as a toolmaker is positive security for today and the future. Toolmaking is the keystone of American industry. It is an integral part of nearly every manufacturing operation. In many of these operations, fixtures, another product of the tool shop, must be used to position an article correctly. Fixtures are many times more complicated than any other part of the tooling equipment. For example, when finally completed, these fixtures will be used to align airplane wings. And some fixtures are used to help on the assembly line, others are for inspection. This one checks the accuracy of ball bearings. Similar to the fixtures are the drill jigs. Drill jigs that locate holes to be drilled so accurately, the finished parts will be interchangeable. But the most important factor in tooling for all industry is accurate measurement. Accurate measurement is just as important to toolmaking as toolmaking is to mass production. Divide the diameter of a human hair into 30 parts. Measurements as fine as that, 1/10,000th of an inch, are part of the toolmaker's daily routine. The toolmaker uses a variety of instruments and tools for measuring. Microscopes, micrometers, dial indicating gauges, and some gauges that he must make himself just to check his own work. But the basis for all his measuring is a set of gauge blocks. Gauge blocks that are accurate within 8/1,000,000th of an inch. The measuring surfaces of these blocks are so accurately finished that when they are rung together, the blocks will cling to each other and resist a pull of over 200 pounds before they can be separated. Precision begets precision. It is this ability to transfer accurate measurements that permits the building of the highly precise special tools and machines used within the tool industry itself. This jig borer locates, drills, and bores a hole to an accuracy within 2/10,000th of an inch. And the jig grinder, again just as precise, for finishing operations on hardened tool steels. This three-dimensional copying machine is used to duplicate molds, forging dies, forming dies, and similar work from patterns or models. All these highly complex machines and fine instruments symbolize the most important factor in tool making. All industry depends on accurate measurement in one way or another. It is the ability of the tool making industry to be so exact that has brought American mass production to its present high level. For instance, this large forming press is a type that can be found in manufacturing plants across the country. It costs many thousands of dollars, but it depends on special dies finished to a high degree of accuracy. Without dies, it is useless. The dies it must have are often more costly than the press itself. This same precision has extended tool making into the die casting of zinc and aluminum products, and finally into the plastics field. Thanks to the skill and accuracy of the mold makers, we benefit today from a great variety of molded plastic products. Plastic products that can be duplicated as fast and as precisely as in the metalworking industry. Industry derives its tooling from two sources. The larger manufacturers maintain their own tool rooms, the so-called captive shops. These captive shops are almost always devoted to their own specialized phase of industry. The other source is from the contract tool and die shops, the independent tool and die making companies, who pride themselves on their wide range of experience and knowledge of tool making practices. Compared with other types of businesses, the contract tool shops are small. They vary in size from a few men to those employing 300 or more. But nowhere in all industry is there a better example of integrated craftsmanship. Tool making is not just one man working at a bench. Today, tool making requires a heavy investment in highly precise, specialized machines, careful and courageous planning, and overall, creative management that never deviates from the solving of the problem at hand. Many contract tool shops are run by men who themselves started as apprentice toolmakers. These shops represent, in the purest sense, the meaning of American free enterprise. For despite their modest size and their humble beginnings, they serve the greatest of the industrial giants. And through this service, they can grow to the largest in their industry. The contract tool and die shops have their own trade organization, the National Tool and Die Manufacturers Association. The association not only helps its members keep abreast of the latest developments in government and industry, but also serves to familiarize the government and the public with the key role that tool and die shops play in our national economy. By employing these independent member shops, the user of special tooling eliminates expensive investments in his own plant. There is no need for maintenance of costly, non-productive equipment. The manufacturer eliminates a sizable force of toolroom personnel, which otherwise must be retained regardless of workload. A vital factor in our competitive existence is the need for simultaneous completion of many varied segments of a tooling program. The contract shops provide this wide area of service. They are the expediters of mass production. Our country enjoys the highest living standard ever known. On every hand, we use the products of a mass production technology. There is no one factor responsible for this high standard, but the contract tool and die shop plays a vital role. As our world becomes more complex, as we benefit from continued research, tool making will become ever more important, either for the defense of our country or for the better and more comfortable existence of our people. The products of American industry will stem from the products of the tool and die industry.